listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy, Ham. On ahoy. A very festive day.
Merry Stixmas to everyone.
And ahoy to you, Jack.
Merry Stixmas.
It does have that feel in the air, doesn't it?
And ahoy to Ben in Brussels, who sent in via the very convenient website, Upload Audio app.
Sorry about your time loss,
about
Ben.
What he's been up to.
G'day, boys. It's Ben here from Melbourne, currently travelling around Europe in Brussels at the moment. Not sure if I pronounced that right, but anyway, I just wanted to wish Andy a very happy birthday, to take some of the burden that Hamish has to go through every day. Just wondering if he would like me to pick up some cigarettes for him on the way back through duty free, as I know that he does enjoy a flamer. All the best, lads. Cheers.
He's nodding there for you, Benny boy. I'm mouthing to me.
Clearly not betting these. I might have to start pre-listening to these.
AMAP, as many as possible.
Thank you, Ben. No need.
You're sorted, are you?
Never.
Sounds like someone's got a
never
warehouse
in my life.
Of shop.
Never spoke to my life. Yeah. Cruel rumour started by a close friend.
You were never
going
to smoke for the rest
Hamish
of your life,
bloke.
And we are proud of you for all your attempts to stay smoke-free.
Let's jump into this.
We wish you a Merry Stixmas. We wish you a Merry Stixmas. We wish you a Merry Stixmas and a Happy New Year. Get your sticks, everyone.
People who weren't listening last week, Ham, you found...
Odd episode to start on.
Yep.
You'll be confused by this, but as soon as we explain it to you, it'll make lots of sense. We had a lot of sticks at our house, bigger than a twig, smaller than a branch, between a twig and a log.
Yep.
They were medium-sized sticks. They were next to the fireplace, which we began to realise after years and years of not having a fire is largely decorative at our house. It's too small.
Yep.
My wife said, throw these sticks out. Felt wrong. You can't throw sticks out. They're nature. Chuck them in the backyard. It's going to sweep them up and chuck them in the grass. What do you do with beautiful sticks? We launched Stixmas last week. So if you would like a stick, one of these sticks, write in, tell us why.
Yep.
Fair to say we've been overwhelmed with requests for a stick.
I still haven't seen the sticks. They seemed bigger than a stick to me last week.
Sent around, I couldn't have stressed it more, was not from the collection. I sent around a picture of an intermediary log from the other conversation we had.
Yep.
You telling me and Jack, you go from kindling straight to logs.
Yes.
We excitedly told you there is another level of wood you can use between kindling and logs.
Yep.
You can have an intermediary stick.
Yep.
Which is verging on the one I sent you was very, very thick.
It was
not
thick.
A branch. Doesn't
branch felt like
out.
A branch. In fact,
all
Mike,
branches are made of sticks.
Mike thought it was a branch as well.
Don't want to get into it.
Anyway,
just keep it on WhatsApp. Yep. Leave it encrypted. it's where it belongs. What we have is sticks outside. There is no two ways about this. Mike, bring in the sticks. I wanted to do this live so you guys could see the quality of sticks.
Oh, yeah.
They're nice, aren't they? Look at that.
Yeah,
wait till you get up close on them.
They're quite thick.
Wait till you get up close. Why don't you just chuck them down there in the middle, Mike, so Andy can get a good look at those sticks. And they do have various thickness, Ando.
That is close. Jack, that is close to a log.
I bought the biggest one in.
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
That's easily the biggest one. And, I mean, that's the thickness, more than the thickness of a...
It's almost a Coke can.
It's not a Coke can. It's not even a Red Bull can. Please don't mislead the audience.
It's close to a Red Bull can.
It's close to a Red Bull can. But
I think it's a Red Bull can.
Yeah.
Mike, you got to get a Red Bull can, please. but the majority of the sticks are less than, obviously much less than, let's say, around about a pool cue.
Yep.
Some of the bigger sticks are the pool cue fat end.
Yep.
Some of the smaller sticks are the pool cue thin end.
Yep.
They do have fluctuating diameter.
It's a good variety of sticks.
I bought in probably the 12 best.
Yep.
As you can see, though, these were originally intended for fireplace use. So some of the requests we got in are removed automatically because of the length. For instance, got one from Nick saying, I'd absolutely love 4 sticks, which he acknowledges is a greedy offer, to make walking sticks for us all. Us 3 get a walking stick.
All right.
He gets one as well.
Not long enough.
They aren't long enough
a
for walking
short
sticks.
Short person or a child, it would work, but...
Yep.
Well, can I... I mean, a lot of the emails fell my side of the fence, Hank, because we get split 50-50.
Sure,
can I kick it off then?
Yeah.
This is from Elise.
Yep.
Hamish, do you have a stick that could be perfect for a magic wand?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm talking Harry Potter style. I'm the eldest of four siblings, and there's a 12-year gap between... looking for the sticks. 12-year gap between the youngest and myself, but they all bond over...
What about this?
They all bond... Oh, I haven't seen Harry Potter, so more Jack's...
Jack, you love Potter?
Yeah.
I mean, this could be two wands. Well,
I got to say,
wands.
I thought when you described them as, like, really beautiful sticks,
this
they kind of...
Stick.
They're good, but they kind of look like... Mike could have just gone out to the
absolutely
like, park
not.
And
absolutely
just collected
not. Look at this. I think this
I
is
totally
actually
could've.
Silver birch. I think that's actually silver birch. That's nice and that's dried out.
I don't think it is.
Look at some of the look at some of the curvature on this one.
Yeah, we have
some of the knobbling yeah. you've got. These are
anyway,
really beautiful sticks.
So she said, could she would like a perfect wand. They all bond over
yeah,
Wizarding World.
Sure.
She'd love it for the next gathering.
You're going to have to knock a couple of knobs off this one, but I reckon this could make two wands.
That's too long for a wand.
No,
yeah,
but two wands.
You could half that for a
so
two
that's
wands.
Going.
Yep.
That's going to release. There you go.
Okay. Stick four. Stick number four.
Feed the world. Let them know it's Stixmas time.
Okay. Luke, quick one here. I'd like to formally request one of Hamish's sticks. My wife has a small collection of sticks and shells that I've collected for her from the beach, much like a crow might. I know she would be impressed if I were to present her with one of Hamish's smaller sticks, which
they're
she could add
small,
to the question.
Though.
Collection. You just pick a small, pick one. Just pick anyone, Ando, that okay. you would think, that's a nice one.
Okay.
That's one of my favourites, actually, because you can see the bark gives you an insight into what's really going on under the
yeah.
stick, because some of the bark's coming off.
Yep.
I'd be happy to give that to Luke for the...
That'd be good.
That's sold.
Okay.
Stick eight.
I'm dreaming of a white Stixmas. Merry Stixmas, everyone.
This is from Harry Ham.
Yeah.
He says, hey, boys. I was out the Now, this is golf related.
That's okay.
So I'm a little bit biased, but I actually think it's got a good purpose. I was out with mates over the weekend playing golf. The game was tight.
Golf stick.
And dinner was on the line for the winner.
Right.
He played a horrible shot.
I know.
He had to hold back all his strength from breaking his driver out of frustration. He said, it would have been great.
I want a breaking stick.
Yes. If I, in my golf bag, I had a stick where if I play a bad shot, instead of ruining one of my clubs, which has happened in the past,
yep.
I can snap the stick over my knee. And obviously relieve myself of that stress.
Happy
anger.
For one of those sticks to be that. Why don't you pick the... I was going to mention that one. That's
yeah.
that's a
yeah,
really nice
you can break
stick.
That.
And perfect look, thickness. And it feels a bit like the length of a club. And you could break it twice, possibly. It's
yeah.
one of my longer sticks. It's one of the longest sticks in the collection. That's stick number two, and I'm happy to send that out.
Last Stixmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away.
Ando, Durham. Mm. Canadian podcaster. Hoi right. boys. Hello, Jack. Canadian podcaster here. Just heard about Stixmas. Very excited. I'd like an Australian stick to show off in my office.
Okay.
If it would go right up beside the summer office games trophy I won this year too, it would help me assert my dominance. So what a new pick. What do you think screams Australia here? That's a lot of pressure.
Are we going...
But something for Durham there.
I would say it's got to be the gum.
Is that a gum, is it?
Yeah.
There is some slight damage to the bottom of that stick.
That's okay.
That's normal wear and tear for a stick.
Can you send plant?
Yes, you can send a stick.
Overseas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a longer one too, so you might need like a postage tube.
It'd be a postage tube.
It's also straight enough to be able to get in a postage tube.
That, I think you'd absolutely yep. adore that if it makes it through customs.
It's going.
So this is Stixmas.
There you go, Jeremy.
And what have you done?
Send sticks out.
You sticked me some good sticks. Now I'll stick you one.
There you go, Jerome.
Bradenham
yep.
emailed in, Merry Stixmas boys. currently face the dilemma, easily resolved by one of Hamish's prized sticks. He goes, believe it or not, I do throw boomerangs. And I was like, oh, well, none of these sticks are going to want be boomerang shaped and help me on that.
No, there are some bends.
So I was like, I was about to delete it. I was like, oh, wasting my time. But he said, the other week I was tossing my boomerang. Unfortunately, it was a poor throw. It swung left, not right, making contact with my father's Volkswagen Tiguan.
I know.
Oh, upon discovery...
Interesting. Difficult to get.
upon
I'd be
discovery,
interested to know where he got it and when he bought it.
I noticed a minor dent in the upper bonnet. My father takes pride in the Tiguan, yes, as a lot of fathers would.
It is the number one car for dads.
Yep.
Like to tell you how difficult they are to get.
It's only a matter of time before he washes the car and notices it. With your help, is there a big enough stick I could place on the bonnet?
Oh, escape stick.
To make it look like that the stick had dropped. Yeah.
I think it's fatty.
Yeah.
I think it's the one we thought was the size of the Red Bull can.
Yep.
And I didn't want to mention this at the start. There is some damage to the end of this stick because I dropped it on my way out of the house this morning. I dropped it in the alley near our house. Mm. But I think if it's going, I don't think you can tell.
Mm.
And I think if it's going to be used as a escape stick.
My worry is,
there are clean cuts on it.
There are clean cuts on it, like a chainsaw cut.
That's not a clean cut on that end.
Okay, so he might have to
seem like a chain.
Rough up one end, we'd say to Braden.
I reckon we'd say to Braden, here's a big one, but you've got to rough it up yourself.
Yep.
So,
oh, Stixmas tree, oh, Stixmas tree, how lovely are thy branches made of sticks.
And a really quick one here from Barry. He's from the UK. Ahoy, Barry. He's a UK podcaster. Merry Stixmas, guys. I'm in desperate need of a stick. In the UK, we've only got wet old British sticks, terrible for that crucial intermediate stage of lighting a regulation fire.
Yep.
And I can't imagine anyone in my vicinity has access to get me the stick I required, so I officially request a single stick.
Yep.
If you could pick out the most Australian stick, I promise to use it to light a really class fire.
Tough one here because
I've been giving away a few Australian sticks.
I
what you've done there, Ando. That is stick 10, and that is a short curved stick with the beginnings of a fork.
Yep.
It's been snapped off because it's of inferior diameter.
It's an Australian native and should be straight enough to get in a post pack.
It's really lovely. You've picked a great stick.
I saw three sticks come sailing in. On sticks, my stick, on sticks, my stick.
So many.
Never heard that right. you said to me, oh, yeah, I've got some. I'm going to reword some popular Christmas carols. I have never heard that.
You've heard that one, haven't you, Jack?
I saw three sticks come sailing in. On sticks, my stick, on sticks, my stick.
What is that even?
I saw three ships come sailing in. With a pocket full of holly.
Okay. Time for one more, Ham?
Real quick one here.
I've got one quick one.
I mean, I got two I've got to get to.
Okay.
I mean, there's probably
Lewis White.
20 I haven't got to.
I'd absolutely love a stick for Stixmas.
You've got one.
This year. My couch is in the current position where the light switch is too far away.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And I can't reach it with a fully stretched arm, and I'm 6'3" with a big wingspan.
This should
be nicely weighted, long enough stick that could do the job nicely so I can, when I'm watching a movie, I can switch the lights off from my house.
What do you boys reckon about this? Stick 5?
Yep.
Yeah, that'll do the trick. All right, he's got it.
All I want for Stixmas is you.
Back to the classics.
And this one's going to Rochelle. I'm going to hold up the stick that I'm thinking of.
Yep.
Hopefully you can make all my Stixmas dreams come true. I'm getting married next year. I don't want a bouquet. Instead, I want a wedding stick.
Oh, you're lovely.
That's
actually the nicest one.
Said,
perfect for
Christmas
wedding.
Is my favourite day of the year. I can only imagine what my wedding would be like when blessed as well with a Stixmas stick.
Brilliant.
So it's big enough. She wants to attach some flowers to it. But
I wouldn't bother.
I wouldn't. I think if you catch a Stixmas stick, then you shall have many merry Stixmases for the rest of the year. And you'll be the next to marry a tree.
Yep. Happy returns.
Happy returns, Rochelle. Enjoy that. Quick last one here, Ando, because this is an animal in need, and we've got to help out an animal. You've got a fish. I've got a cat. Jack, you've got a dog.
Mm.
We basically run a zoo. From Rain. Hope I'm not too late for Stixmas.
No.
Just made it just in time. I regularly collect sticks to put in my bird Zephyr's cage as perches. Your sticks, Hamish, sound perfect for this. I usually go for a thickness of about 1 to 2 centimetres. That is a thin stick.
Mm.
Length varies, almost a twig. Length varies, but usually I get 1 metre and less sticks. Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
Who's got a 1 centimetre stick that's a metre long?
That's tough.
No tree would ever grow such a mental stick.
No.
I really hope.
And if they did, they'd get teased by the other trees.
I think evolution would have sorted them out a long time ago. I really hope one of your sticks are suitable. Zephyr will be forever grateful. Ando, we've got thicker sticks than that. You pick what you're thinking.
I would say this one.
Interesting. I thought the one you moved was actually.
Oh, this one?
Way more. No, this one here, with this crook in it, this bend here, stick 9.
But is that a big for a dog?
It's a bird.
Oh.
Are you listening? It's a perch.
Oh, it goes to
a maniac. They don't give a bird a 1 centimeter. They don't give a dog a 1 centimeter thick stick to sit on.
Silver birch, piece of oak.
That's
nice.
It's Stixmas time in the city.
That one's going. That's a good perch.
Another bird-related one if we want, but I mean, this is
madness. I think we've had enough.
Well, I mean, Matt,
considering
he knows
I stopped
who,
listening to the last one.
Matt knows who he is. He's got a neighbour who's got a dog that barks like this. This is a dog-related one as well. But to annoy his neighbour, he's set up a bird feeder outside the neighbour's bedroom. So in the morning, like a flock of birds wakes the neighbour up. He wants a stick for a perch for the birds so more birds can be near his neighbours.
Well, that's probably nice, isn't it?
That your initial thought, that is a great bird feeder.
For multiple, yep.
On the fifth day of Stixmas, my true love gave to me six sticks, a stick, and five sticks. Five sticks, a stick, and four bags of sticks. Three sticks, a stick, and a Stixmas in a stick tree. Perfect.
Probably scraping the barrel there. I will not challenge the bell. And, of course, an enormous event coming up next week. Monday next week is Chicken Fest.
7:30 Australian Eastern
Standard Time.
No, daylight savings time.
Yep.
So you get your measure off that.
Yep.
And wherever you are in the world, go to your favourite one-off chicken store in black tie.
No franchises, but we covered off last week, obviously, that multi-location stores are possible.
Hashtag Chicken Fest?
Hashtag Chicken Fest 2019. Because this will certainly become a thing that happens every October 21st to the end of time. It's very, very exciting. Black ties are being dusted off at the moment.
And hit us up if you've gone to yours.
Yep.
Tag us in. Tag Hamish and Andy in on the Instagram, on your Instagram story, etc.
And then we'll be able to collate and curate all the chicken stores worldwide that are being visited. And then we can make sure they get trophies out to all those chicken stores. Now, there's a lot of FAQs flying around at the moment, because at one stage this event was obviously going to be a centralized festival. It's now been decentralized, like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's been decentralized. No government can shut it down.
Which,
no one's
in
a
sad way, makes it feel like it's a franchise.
No, it's a decentralized movement. Decentralized movement.
Sorry, Ham.
It's people power at its very best.
Yes.
You know your chicken shops. You know them the best. Simply by turning up, that chicken shop will have won.
Yep.
If you turn up in black tie and ball gown. But so many questions are flying around that I actually thought I'd write down for you and Jack and give them to you in cards that you haven't read yet. They're face down on your desks. Let's make a frequently asked questions segment for all the questions that are flying around about Chicken Fest at the moment, so people have a clear understanding of what's going to be happening next week, as us three as well don our black ties and head to a mystery chicken shop that we have selected that will be the that will be certainly our favourite that we pick on the night.
Yep.
And see how other people go. But here's an FA.
So you've handed Jack an IQ card. So you've written the questions for us.
These are the common questions.
Do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay.
That's nice, Jack. All right.
Okay, I will turn my cards over now.
Yep.
What date is the event?
21st of October, Andy. Next Monday, 7:30 p.m. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Jack,
I understand the event is global at any and all chicken shops. Right. Can I bring my mum?
You can bring your mum. You can bring Jill along. She must wear a ball gown or a black tie.
Yeah. Okay, great. My turn?
Yep.
When is the event on?
Oh, okay. As I said, 21st of October, Monday the 21st of October, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Great. Jack?
I understand the event is a black tie / ball gown dress code. Can my friends Chippo and Spanksy wear top hats?
No, Chippo and Spanksy cannot both wear top hats. There is a one top hat per store policy. Black tie only. If you enter a store and someone else has a top hat on, you must yield your top hat. But if you're the only top-hatted person, you are the person for that particular store.
Okay, and then if Chippo, say, walked out with the top hat, could I then enter as the new only top hat in the...
Yes, but please don't do follow-up questions on the FAQs.
Okay, my next one. Sorry, just to clarify, what date is the event again?
Right, okay. Can't stress it enough. Monday, 21st of October.
Yes.
7:30 p.m.
Yeah,
Eastern Daylight Time.
Yep, okay, cool.
Okay.
Can I flick ahead of my cards?
Okay.
I saw online tickets were $480. Is that the proper price?
Right. No, that's not. That's our old event. That was the old event that we were going to have at a velodrome. Tickets are now free. There is no need to purchase a ticket. Just turn up to the store and buy the chicken. Do not buy those expensive tickets.
Okay. Should I eat a big bowl of spaghetti before I go so I don't waste the time at the event queuing up and ordering and eating, etc.?
No, you should go hungry. The whole point of the chicken store of Chicken Fest is to enjoy the chicken and chips that are being sold by the franchise. If you go and you've filled yourself up and you don't eat any of the food available, you'll just be visiting a chicken shop to enjoy the ambience. Mm. And may I say, a lot of the finalists are not known for their ambience. They're known for their food. So okay. I say again, do go hungry.
Okay, good.
I'm chicken and chips intolerant. Is this the right event for me?
No. No. No, it's not.
Game point.
You've come here by mistake.
When I arrive at the event, and assuming I'm right on time,
yep.
If I were to immediately look at the date and the time on my phone, what would it most likely say?
Okay, for the last time, 21st of October, 2019,
yes.
7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Australian Savings Time.
Okay. Australian Savings Time. Okay.
I think that's my last question.
I think that's it for the feed. Is there any left that I've missed out there?
No, I'm back to can I bring my mum?
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
We covered that off.
Well, that's good. That's all the information there. Just on the top hat thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask the time again.
No.
Mate, come on.
On the top hat thing,
yeah.
Would we encourage chicken shops out there to have a top hat special?
Yeah, right.
Where you get a top hat worth of chips. So you have to go,
and they'll fill your hat with chips. Fill your hat with chips.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's
here's the rule though. You can't tell them about the special.
No.
If they see a top hat, they must gesture for you to hand over the top hat, and they'll line the hat with foil and fill her up with chips for you bringing a top hat into their store.
So yeah, exactly. If it requires the person behind the counter saying, "Do you want the top hat special?"
It does.
Having you worn a top hat.
Yeah.
Could you at least prompt? Say I get to the front of the queue with my top hat, could I put it down, face up?
I suppose you could, because if they don't know what it is, they won't do the other half of the equation.
So,
shit, I think this guy wants his hat filled up with chips.
So chicken shop owners, if there are those listening out there,
it would certainly get you.
You might want to put up a sign that says, we are offering the top hat special.
Do you know what? And if you did that, you would win one of the golden chicken trophies. Mm. With distinction.
Okay. We've got a with distinction or without distinction. Okay.
Because
we write without distinction on
No, we're just, I think we'd put like a little ribbon around its neck for with distinction.
Okay.
Because
great.
Like in the military, if you win the same medal twice,
yes.
You don't get two medals, you get the medal with a bar.
Ah.
So it's like that. So it's like you've got the medal,
yep.
You've got the trophy, but you get it.
Ribbon.
Like a second Dan black belt.
Whatever.
Okay. You can win it with distinction.
Great. Okay. That covers that off. Thanks.
That's why you do FAQs. And the publishing of the book draws ever nearer. For Power Moves.
Power Moves.
Don't go to your bookstore this weekend to get the book.
No.
Await further instructions.
For the launch in March next year.
Big announcement on that coming up towards the end of the year. Seems like far enough away to not be held accountable. And this comes from Amy, this Power Move. She's ropeable at her boyfriend, Ben. He's power moved the whole AFL Nines team that they're playing in. You yourself are an AFL Nines player.
Love non-contact football.
Under Nines is a great way to play the game and also teach young kids about sportsmanship, and you feel like a hero if you're playing as an adult. He named the team because he's never in his life played AFL Nines or AFL, but Ben got to name the team, and he named it Ben's AFL team. So every time the team's mentioned, it sounds like he owns us and he's the best player on the team. He's not even the captain, and he only saw his first game of AFL this year. Like the other it makes it sound like they'll know everyone in the team knows Ben personally, and that is not the case.
Really like it. Lanny.
Yep, I'll take either.
This comes from, she said, my stepmom did this to me, power move. When someone uploads a nice photo to their social media, tell them the photo doesn't even look like them.
Yeah.
Even goes for as far as to say, I had to look at it multiple times to see if it was actually them.
It's a good neg.
It looks really nice.
Yeah. It's a huge neg. And international power move here.
Yep.
Not familiar with the country codes. What's 971? Gee, that's a... She's all
plus
the way down.
Plus 971.
So maybe +97, but a familiar country code to me, sir.
I would love to have gone Angola and just...
Yeah. Thank you, Anthony, for your input from Angola. Jack, you got the look on your face that you're researching?
United Arab Emirates.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay.
Well, Anthony's in the UAE and he's working in an office. He said, so when you need to send an important email to a large group, intentionally leave your boss off the email or the person in the most senior position that you want to dominate.
Great.
Then moments later, reply all to the email, adding the person with the simple, sorry, adding this guy now on the next email. This makes everyone on the email, including the target, think they are easily forgotten and that you do not accept nor acknowledge their seniority. Good one.
I really like it. Power move sent in. HamishDandy.com, by the way, for anything. Power move from Ben Robinson. When everyone is digging a song that is on that has hard and quick lyrics.
Love. The more specific, the better with power moves.
Start singing the chorus. And as you begin to sing it, quickly grab a makeshift microphone. So,
I'm following. Yeah, yeah.
End of a comb, your mobile phone
stick,
and stuff. Right.
Stick.
He said, then when the hard bit comes around, pass your makeshift microphone to someone else to do this.
It's good. It's great. really good. Clayton, this comes in from Clayton McDonald. I'm going to run this past you, Ando, because. Not in my wheelhouse, but these allegedly are golf power moves.
Okay.
Now, you've been treading the blades for many years now.
Like a golf.
So you would have seen, maybe you've seen these. Maybe these are classics, so they don't deserve a spot, but maybe these are great new power moves. You can try on Barry and, you know, Louise and any of your other mates on the links out there this weekend or at your earliest convenience. Arriving at the one tee box, I assume that's the first hole.
Yes.
Yep. If you're playing with a partner, you step up to tee off, but then notice if there's a group 350 metres down the hill, which is a long way, I'm assuming, pull away and say, you better go first.
Yeah, that is actually a good one.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because it insinuates you're going to hit this group. All right. Here, there's more. Again at the one tee box, while they're finding their glove or ball or whatever, quickly grab a sand bucket for you both and put it on the ground next to them, making it clear you would like them to take them sand with them. Saying, some sand there for you, champ, is a favourite.
Yeah.
Why is that a power move?
Well, I mean, you're meant to replace your divots with sand.
So it's saying to someone you're going to dig a divot.
Yeah, I don't think it's a power move.
I don't get that one at all. Throwing it in their eyes is an asshole move.
Yeah.
It's not a power move. Though. Okay, here's another one that I guess you just got to be in the links game. Golf. Around the greens, always get in to fix their divots first. What's going on there? I mean... If someone fixed my divot first, I would be absolutely humiliated, and I know why, but why do you think?
I, again, don't agree with that one. I'm nervous to explain what that means. Because
you got it for everyone.
So when the ball hits the green,
it
makes a little divot on the green.
Little dimple.
Little dimple.
Yep.
And you go up and use a tool to raise the dimple back up so it's a flat surface.
Cool.
I don't know why going and repairing someone else's divot makes you more powerful because normally...
Would it make them look like they don't care about the greens? Is it a really nerdy power move to go, sorry about Jacob, everyone?
I think
he doesn't care about divots.
I think it's a nice thing to... like. When
so
someone,
do you repair other people's divots?
Yeah, or if I'm getting up there and someone's already up there...
You power move them.
They'll do it and I was like, oh, thanks heaps for that. But it's not like... I feel like you're more of a butler in that. Yeah, okay.
Jack's too long. So bored. Jack's so bored.
No, it's obviously not a power move.
No, I don't think it is. No.
What would be cool? What would be an exciting story? What would be a cool divot power move?
Oh, jeez.
putting a spider in the divot. Would putting a tarantula in the hole be a power
say,
move?
I would say,
if someone's putting in first.
No, I would say that the divot related one would be going. Oh, you didn't get much. I can tell by the divot you didn't get much spin or something like that.
Careful, mate. Careful. Just looking around for a fire extinguisher here. What a burn.
I like how Jack played it really.
It's the best one we've ever had. The book's going to be called You Didn't Get Much Spin on That, Mate.
That's the front cover of the book.
Another power moves.
I can't believe I took the bait. That's the most disappointing thing.
It's getting late in the day. You lost it, Lee. You used to be sharp as a tack. And it was just on power moves. Now, this didn't... I want to talk about something that's related to a power move, but it's a chance to try one.
To try
a high-stakes power move. Now, I wanted to run it past you guys because it's going to be tried tomorrow, which will actually be when the podcast comes out on Thursday, because we're recording this, full disclosure, on a Tuesday.
Yep.
It's going to be tried tomorrow. But it's going to have happened by the time the podcast comes out. So the next week, I can put the results in.
So are you trying it?
I'm going to try it tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you what it is. Got an email from someone. He knows who he is. Great listener of
the
show.
I've lost the email.
Lost his name briefly. He knows who he is, though. Mentioned, he goes, look, I've got a mate that runs like business seminars.
Okay.
And like real estate workshops or whatever.
Yep.
Often gets guest speakers to come. So you... I'm making this up now, but let's say a Boris might come, a Mark Boris or an Aussie John might turn up. A big name, a big keynote. Someone's paid a lot of money to come and pump up the crowd. Maybe the real Wolf of Wall Street. That guy could come.
He could come.
That's the echelon we're talking. Yeah. A few years ago, get this, they had Arnold Schwarzenegger
come
to do 10 minutes, right, to come and pump up the crowd. So we're talking a proper convention here. We're talking tier one.
You're putting Boris alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm saying probably early days they got Boris, but it's got so successful now that recently they had Arnie when he was out probably doing the Arnold games or whatever.
Yes.
So they've got 10 minutes from Arnie, whatever. Here's the power move, and I love it. This guy MC sort of runs the event, and when he brings on the big name guest, he will intro them as my man. So he introed Arnie as my man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? So he comes on.
So it sounds like incredible. He's just gone through his own personal file of facts, got Arnie's little card out and gone, well, shall I call the home number or shall I call the mobile number?
It's unmissable.
Number?
Yep. My man makes it sound like he's his personal security guard. Yep. Like he rolls deep with him. We normally just hang out, but today I want him to talk to you in a professional capacity and he's agreed to do it because he's my man.
Yep.
Tomorrow... In Sydney is the Channel 9 upfronts.
Yeah, you and I are both going.
We're going. Mm. We're presenting for Perfect Holiday, which is our travel show that's coming up at the end of the year. Mm. The upfronts, people that don't know, this is where like the big wigs of Channel 9 stand. Everyone goes on stage and does like, it's like a little Rocker Steadford.
Yeah.
It's for like all the industry, like, people that buy advertising, like heads of media agencies.
This is what's coming up. This is why we're going to win.
Pump it.
This is how good our shows are.
Get excited about Channel 9.
Yep.
We're the best. Look at these numbers. A lot of that stuff happens, right? Hugh Marks is...
All the other stations are saying the same things, though, that they're the best.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so the Channel 7 up front, the message isn't Channel 9's the best. No. They have a different take. They often say that Channel 7's the best.
Yeah.
And I believe they have a bit of a Channel 10 bias at the Channel 10 one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not an objective look at television. It's more of a subjective, like a friendly brainwashing event with some party elements and free drinks. Anyway, it's a big deal. Mm. It's a big deal for Channel 9. We're very excited to sort of present our travel show that's coming out in the next, couple of months, towards the end of the year. The start, here's the thing though, I'm also there for Lego Masters.
Yes.
Lego Masters is kicking off the day.
Yep.
It's the first presentation.
Yep.
I introduce Hugh Marks, the CEO of Channel 9.
Yes.
I welcome him on stage. Mm. Should I go? Now, would you please welcome CEO of 9 Entertainment Corporation, my man, Hugh Marks.
I don't think you should. I know. Because with Arnie, like, you know, with all...
But that, don't you think that puts us in a hugely powerful position at the network if the CEO's our man?
Yeah, I don't think people view us as sitting there as, like, hanging out with the big wigs.
They will now. I'll throw that out.
I know, but I'm not sure.
My man, Hugh Mark, CEO.
I think good note. People will think that you're taking the piss out of Hugh Marks.
No, they'll just go...
Jack, I'd love your opinion.
Well, I love to snub authority, so I like it in that way.
It's not a snub. It's just putting him on the same, on the same level as him.
No, it's you going a little bit above him, I would say.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
But are you talking to a bunch of his peers who know that you're not his man?
No, he's my man.
That he's not your man.
I mean... You can do it, and I'll check the temperature of the crowd.
Well, that's what I thought, because you'll be out in the crowd at that stage, because we do our perfect holiday bit later.
Yes.
So you record it.
I'm happy. I'd love to say, but I just think if the my man gets a laugh, if my man gets a laugh, it hasn't served the purpose you wanted it to.
I think it's a little laugh or not, it's in everyone's head that Hugh...
No, Andy's got a good point. If it's a laugh, they've taken it as a joke. If they nod and go, "Oh, I didn't know that," then it's worked.
Then you're powerfully hanging out with Hugh Marks. If it's a laugh, you're belittling the CEO, who's our boss, essentially. So
I don't think it's in any way belittling. It's just more. He stays exactly the same level. Yeah. I'm more
elevating yourself.
Like, I guess I'm not belittling. I'm not belittling anyone. No. I'm pro-littling myself. I'm bigging myself up.
You're bigging yourself
up. The opposite of belittling.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm enhancing myself.
Yes.
Whilst keeping him at the regular level of CEO respect.
Absolutely, I'll record it.
I mean, it gives me tingles just thinking about it.
Hmm.
It's the 1,000 most powerful people in media.
Can you... give us it again, and I'd love a pause before my man. So I'd like the my man isolated, so we can really collect the data.
Well, anyway,
of the room.
To kick off proceedings and to take us through everything that Channel 9's got coming up this year, would you please make welcome the CEO of Nine Entertainment Corporation, my man Hugh Marks.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good, isn't it? I think you barrel it out like that, and everyone's like, "That's his man."
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have the audio of that next week. Hey, before we go, I know we answered a lot of frequently asked questions about Chicken Fest, but this will be our last time to chat about it. Ahead of Monday, which again, on Monday, everybody, 7:30, it's Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
Make it your dinner of choice. It's a big night.
Head to your favourite one-off chicken store in Black Tie and keep us updated, hashtag ChickenFest 2019. Rebecca Murphy.
Are we bringing dates? I asked my wife and she is interstate. She lands at 7.
Yep.
But I said, honey... You know, I've organised babysitters for the kids because I said I will be gone. Who knows? It might be an hour or two travel time to the chicken shop.
We've got ourselves a limo.
Great.
Yep. Stretch hammer.
I remember we needed to try and whisper this so no one hears, but did we need to do a plug for them?
We will plug them later. It won't be the longest plug.
Because we still have to pay a fair bit.
You still have to pay a fair bit. It's kind of half price. So I think the plug will be, that's why I don't want to plug.
So
it'll be a quickie.
Yeah. Jack, you do these sometimes on your radio show, don't you? Yeah. I've heard you guys in the morning. Christian O'Connell breakfast show. And of course, you know, thanks to the great guys at Officeworks. Well, not Officeworks, actually. You guys had a run in with them, didn't you?
But we do a lot of contra. Which is
we know what it is.
Yeah, contra
exchange. You get something for free in exchange of saying the product. Yeah,
is your absolute fantasy land. Yeah. If you were a Disney character and you got your own bit at Disneyland, it would be Jack Post's Contra Land. it's your dream come true. Yeah. You had the peanut butter deal, mission chips. The list goes on. The slow guitars.
He gave an autograph, a picture of us
for sushi.
The sushi guy downstairs to get some sushi.
Jack, would you become comfortable doing your quickest when we do mention the stretch limo?
I'll be happy to do the limo. Yeah,
thanks, mate.
It'd be a real brush over.
That's the least I can do for all
the
time.
No, not a brush over. Very grateful.
Sorry. Sorry, my mistake. I was thinking of the ads we were going to do for those airbrushes.
Haim, Rebecca Murphy has a huge problem.
Okay,
and she's emailed in. Monday night cannot be Chicken Fest night.
It has to be.
It doesn't work, guys. Yeah. Our local chicken shop, which is the only good chicken shop within a 10-kilometre radius, is closed Mondays.
I have had a similar few emails.
Yeah.
Yep.
This shop is so popular, it's generally sold out at before 8 p.m. every night, it's open till 9.
Yeah.
I think they've got to work out their stock inventory.
They should actually have a look at supply chain management. Okay.
So, yep, in Croydon Hills.
I have seen similar
in capitals.
Emails.
Please change it to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Best chicken skin, most ridiculously moist chicken, great chips. We can't.
We can't, but here's what you can do.
Yeah.
Go on the weekend, casually, enjoy the chicken, get dressed up on Monday night in black tie, and go and take a photo outside the front of the shop.
Yeah, if you'd like to seriously give it a nod. Rebecca, we apologise.
If you love the store so much, you would visit the clothes shop and take a photo there.
This is the passion that I like to see. We changed the registration form to which shop you'll be visiting. Chick and Ranch, Jeremy Taylor's going to Geelong West. And we've got so many of these. So we're very excited that hundreds and hundreds of people are going to be black tie.
Yep.
He says their product is so good that we would eat the chicken and chips before every football training session that's around the corner, despite knowing full well that we'd be sick during the session, but we had to have it. He said, we are in the question, what will you be wearing? He says, black tie. Well done.
I like the idea of chicken and chips as a sporting food.
Yep.
We briefly I was involved with a bunch of guys that would go to boxing and then go to chicken chips place afterwards.
Yep.
And I always thought the salt was a wonderful idea, because isn't Gatorade full of salts?
Exactly, that's all it is.
That's kind of where my brain went, but it can do weird things to your body post-exercise, eating quite a lot of chips, but I would not have traded it for the world. If something had to go from that night, it would have been the boxer size, not the chips. Look, we're getting so many people, Ando, nominating. Please let us know. Go to the nomination form, because then we can get a gauge of what's going on. I mean, I know it's a little trickier for South Australia, Perth, that once the time zone comes into it.
Yep.
But, I mean, we're going to have people on the other side of the world. We're going to have a lot of people in the UK. I know chicken and chips is very popular through the UK, Ireland, Scotland. I don't know. We haven't had tons from our American podcasters.
I don't think chicken and chips is as big a thing.
Fried chicken is a thing, and it's not really what we're talking about.
Not fried chicken. Rotisserie chook is what we're talking about.
Sure.
Hashtag it, ChickenFest 2019. Hit us up in your stories on Instagram, Hamish Nandy, because then we'll try and build the mega story.
Yeah.
There's two more things I wanted to ask.
Go for it.
Would we encourage, because by people turning up in black tie, immediately that chicken store has won an award. Would we encourage people to get acceptance speeches from the store manager and post them to us?
Of course.
Okay, great.
And I would like next week, once we get a list of the winners and we'll get an idea of which chicken shops, the dream would be that 3, 4, 5 separate groups of people, unbeknownst to each other, turn up at the same chicken shop and they become friends through the night. And then you will know those stores. Like, say someone gets 10 attendees.
Yep.
I think we should ring around for some acceptance speeches too.
Yeah, okay, that's a nice idea.
Next week.
No doubt Super Rooster in Toowoomba. All three of its non-franchised but separate stores will be recognised, I'd imagine.
I reckon if anyone's getting bollards out the front, Super Rooster.
To manage
be expecting a crowd if I was Super Rooster.
Yeah. I wonder whether they'll roll out the red carpet.
We don't know.
Super Rooster would definitely offer the top hat. Last one, Jack Post.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Remember we said last week, we know we're going to travel now.
Yep.
He has to go to bed early because he does the breakfast show. It looks like he's not coming
with
us.
I've only had one late night my whole time doing breakfast radios when you guys came to throw the housewarming party.
Yeah, where we woke him up.
And I don't really want to do that again.
Yes. So,
but it was such a fun party.
So Jack asked me, just as a sidebar, he said, do you mind if I dress up in black tie myself and go to my favourite one in my local area?
A split manoeuvre.
I think that would be lovely.
I think that's terrific.
Mm.
The only reason I'm hesitating is I guess we'll get Jack to do the contra mention, not on the 9.
No, it'll have to be, and as a pre, it'd have to be back when we're recording next week.
Right.
Yep. So Jacko,
that's funny, I mean,
will you go by yourself, or do you reckon you'll take a date with you?
I'll go with my wife Bianca, and maybe okay, I can ask my mum, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, if she'd want to come.
She got a ball gown?
She'll have something. Yeah. She's worn dresses to weddings and stuff.
Exactly.
What was the best dress you've ever seen your mum in?
Yeah, she wore a really nice dress to my wedding.
She did, actually.
It was lovely. You should just get the crack the wedding gear out.
Guys, so I won't say which is my chicken shop, but I will encourage people that if you are in my area and you want to try and get to the same chicken shop that I'm at, I would love to see you down there.
That's nice. You've had Jack also told me he's had people in his area inquiring whether he's going. So there is a swell.
In the area I live, it's the best.
It's known. Yeah, fantastic. Brilliant. Okay, well, that's great. I mean, I was going to say, you can obviously sleep in the stretch Hummer.
Yeah.
Could have been a nice, like, casual way to get into the Contra. You'll find another way. You get it. You'll be
very
fine.
Good at these days.
You'll be absolutely fine.
We will have all the results, and you can follow
our pipes,
Instagram on Monday.
I'm already hungry for Monday night.
See you, honey.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.